Welcome to another daily encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional. Today's reading is titled, Watch Me, and it was written by Allison Keita. Watch my fairy princess dance, Grandma, my three-year-old granddaughter gleefully called as she raced around the yard of our cabin, a big grin on her face. Her dancing brought a smile, and her big brother's glum, "She's not dancing, just running," didn't squelch her joy at being on vacation with family. The first Palm Sunday was a day of highs and lows. When Jesus rode into Jerusalem on a donkey in Matthew chapter 21, the crowds enthusiastically shouted, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord!" Yet many in the crowd were expecting a Messiah to free them from Rome, not a Savior who would die for their sins that same week. Later that day, despite the anger of the chief priests who questioned Jesus' authority, children in the temple expressed their joy by shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David," perhaps leaping and waving palm branches as they ran around the courtyard. They couldn't help but worship him, Jesus told the indignant leaders, "for from the lips of children and infants, God has called forth his praise." They were in the presence of the Savior. Jesus invites us to also see him for who he is. When we do, like a child overflowing with joy, we can't help but revel in his presence. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Matthew chapter 21, verses 12 through 17. Jesus entered the temple courts and drove out all who were buying and selling there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the benches of those selling doves. "It is written," he said to them, "my house will be called a house of prayer, but you are making it a den of robbers." The blind and the lame came to him at the temple, and he healed them. But when the chief priests and the teachers of the law saw the wonderful things he did, and the children shouting in the temple courts, "Hosanna to the Son of David," they were indignant. "Do you hear what these children are saying?" they asked him. "Yes," replied Jesus. "Have you never read, 'From the lips of children and infants, you, Lord, have called forth your praise'?" And he left them and went out of the city to Bethany, where he spent the night. Let's pray. Loving God, we're grateful for all you've done for us. Not only have you given us life and love and purpose, but through your Son, you sustain us for all of eternity as we put our faith in him. Help us to keep our focus firmly on you, and when we feel threatened and fearful, remind us that you have us in your capable hands and that nothing that threatens us can threaten our eternity with you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.